how do you take over the culture? You might want to ask the people who run Marvel, because over the course of two decades, the company somehow transformed itself from a modest producer of toys and comic books into a dominant player in Hollywood and the global zeitgeist. Here to tell that story is Joanna Robinson, co-author, along with Dave Gonzalez and Gavin Edwards, of the new book, MCU, The Reign of Marvel Studios. Joanna is a podcaster and cultural critic for The Ringer and has also been published in Vanity Fair. Here she is to share some big ideas from the book.
Hi, I'm Joanna Robinson, one of the authors of MCU, The Reign of Marvel Studios, along with my co-authors Dave Gonzalez and Gavin Edwards. I'd like to share with you five quick insights from our book. Number one, sometimes you have to look to the past to innovate for the future. Marvel Studios enjoyed a decade-long, unprecedented run of success in the filmmaking industry. And something they received a lot of credit for was an almost Silicon Valley-esque disruption or innovation in franchise building, empire building. But when you speak to Marvel Studios chief Kevin Feige, he'll be the one to tell you that they actually drew major inspiration from the old Hollywood studio system of the 1930s and 1940s. So don't be afraid to look back at old systems and see how they might be adaptable for your current project. Number two, put your ego aside. The best idea should always win. There are brilliant and talented people working at all levels of Marvel Studios, but some of your favorite moments, some of the most famous moments from Marvel films came from a janitor down the hallway or a kid visiting set that day. Keep your ears open at all time for who might have a big idea, and don't let your ego get in the way of chasing that idea down. Number three, your past mistakes can be future opportunities in disguise. Several years into building their massive, interconnected cinematic universe, Marvel Studios did have one or two blemishes on their record, one or two films that people did not consider to be instant classics. And instead of ignoring those past mistakes, hoping that nobody remembers them, the storytellers at Marvel instead took elements from those misbegotten films, wove them into the fabric of some of their most successful films, almost going back in time and conferring importance and respect on installments that had previously been kicked aside. So wrap your arms around your mistake. Number four, the quantity over quality conundrum. This is something that is impacting all of Hollywood as content producers struggle to keep up in the seemingly never-ending streaming wars. But a big misstep Marvel Studios and their parent company Disney made in trying to keep up with their competitors is that they lost sight of what made their brand, their product, their creation special in the first place. And so instead of creating just a few lovingly crafted gemstones, the mass production of film and television that happened over the last few years in the MCU wound up backfiring, tarnishing the brand. And number five, sometimes not being an expert can be a hidden advantage. One of our favorite things that we learned when writing this book was that Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel Studios, the engineer behind the big comic book and superhero boom of the last couple decades, did not grow up as a comic book guy. He did not start studying comics in earnest until he was working as a lower-level employee at Marvel Studios. We heard over and over again that this perceived weakness was actually a massive advantage. He had that outsider perspective that someone who was too far into that world couldn't possibly bring to the table. It's never too late to catch up. And that sometimes lagging behind the pack is the only way you can get a clear view of the finish line.
Thank you, Joanna. That was five big ideas from MCU, The Reign of Marvel Studios, by Joanna Robinson, Dave Gonzalez, and Gavin Edwards. I'm Michael Kavanagh. Have a great day.